Guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision. Hey guys, I feel like I can say welcome to another episode of Horrible Decision.
Don't do your white voice.
Is that not? No,
no, you are. You're totally doing it.
Am I doing it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I just feel like, oh my God, so we really don't have that many white people here? Okay, I am not going to sound like this. Sorry, y'all. Welcome to motherfucking Horrible Decisions, y'all. Oh, it's your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Dead Bitch.
I'm Wheezy. Sophia, we just need to break that by saying,
have you fucked a black guy yet or not?
I have not. Okay, you know what? Can I guess I'll just, like, announce who I am.
Yeah.
Oh, no, myself.
Okay. Hi, I'm Sophia Franklin. Literally my voice, how you just did it, that is my fucking voice.
I feel like you talk like your mouth is, like, wide. You know what I mean? Like, you're not really closing it all the way.
So everything's a question. I'm like, really? Why? Every single thing. I have not. My ex was a quarter, which I know that sounds so horrible. No, let me justify it. In Utah, if you're a quarter black, you are a full black guy.
I just started watching The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and they think that the Hawaiian bitch is black, apparently.
Exactly.
So, I swear to God. There's a Hawaiian Tongan, whatever she is.
Tongan?
Yeah, she is. Tongan is a place.
I thought you were going to say Samoan. Oh, I'm
no,
sorry.
No, Tongan. They call it Samoa Tonga.
Yeah.
You know, but she literally went on there, and so she dates a black football coach.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, I'm Hawaiian, but it's so weird because here in Salt Lake, they pretty much just say I'm black. And I was like,
right?
What the fuck?
Right?
Bitch, so you mad?
I mean,
first
no,
of all, we are in, bitch.
Okay? We are.
All of the business grants, black owned. Sorry, Sophia. I don't know what Sloot got. A horrible decision. That SBA.
No, but I, yeah, no, it was super awkward. So I can believe if you said yes. That you're person was a quarter.
I know that that sounds so ridiculous to say, but literally he was in Utah. There were like three black
Did
people
he look
in my
like
high
he was
school.
White?
I mean, I can pull up a picture if that's what you want. If that's what you want.
Yeah, I think the only black people in Utah play for the Jazz.
Literally.
Because you had it.
I mean, I ain't gonna hold you, bitch. I did have a little, I had a few niggas on the Jazz before. Not the current roster. Oh, it's a lot of young guys now.
Really?
I don't do the ball players anymore. Yeah.
What do you mean you don't do the ball players? So what do you do?
I have a grown ass regular nigga.
Bitch, this is 6 months.
Okay,
let's just cut
seven.
The bullshit.
It was seven. It's been seven.
Mandy is really trying to act like she gave her life over to God.
I did.
She got a boyfriend.
Damn near that dick is God,
I don't
bitch.
Peg anymore. I'm a.
I don't peg anymore.
If you start going to church, I'm done.
I'm almost submissive.
We're going through a breakup too.
I have given my life to my new man. I ain't gonna hold
you.
Yeah, girl. I don't know who I am, bitch.
How much though have you guys talked about like Siri, like getting married and shit?
So I already know the way my money's set up. I don't want marriage right now because a bitch gonna make a nigga sign a prenup. We don't want kids, and I honestly don't think I'm ready to move in with anybody. Uh-huh. Like I have a cat right now, and that's enough. He be scratching at my door.
Let's give a little prep. So Mandy's never been in love and
no,
never had a boyfriend.
This is my first time saying the L word. Stop saying I never had a boyfriend.
That's not shade, but that just
I had a boyfriend. I had a boyfriend in when I was a senior in high school.
Shut the fuck up.
The quarter guy.
Wait.
What?
Okay, this is literally your first boyfriend.
As an adult, yeah. Like the other niggas was like situationships.
Wow.
We're like I was claiming a nigga. But he was community dick, and
but
I knew it.
But he wasn't.
He was community.
You were claiming him. He wasn't claiming you.
In my mind, yeah. That's how it was working.
Okay,
you know?
Wait. We got to talk about how we all got together,
okay.
How we all know each other. So I wrote a few things or stories I thought we could talk about, mainly because I've been a fan of some of your stories that I've only heard from recently. So without naming what shall be named, we had to talk about the fiasco because Mandy and I fight a lot.
We fight
We've
so
had
much.
Therapy.
When I ain't gonna hold you.
Fire.
I was reading that like this is gonna be horrible. So much so where we got in talks with our lawyer and she was like, if we ever break up, we can't talk about each other when we're done.
Wow.
Like because of what happened with
well,
you
not
guys.
Not so much on your side,
I mean, but just,
which I felt like was unfair, but I had to listen after, right?
Right.
So there is a thing when your podcast came out, obviously it was big and people would compare it. You had been around what, a year at the time and we were
for like 2-3 years.
So
by then.
Can I just interject? Because when I told my friend I was coming on Horrible Decisions, she said, oh, okay, so the OG call her daddy.
Oh.
No, I swear to God.
Whoever your friend is.
Said.
Yeah, shout out to her.
You
shout
know,
out to her.
I appreciate that because some people, when I would meet them,
uh-huh.
like
So let me just tell you a little bit about me and Sophia. Okay. People think I'm the white one on this show just because I dabble in a little bit of drugs or a party.
She's the only one that's had pink dick. So I've never had pink dick.
First of all, I like to get fucked up, but that doesn't... Pink dick just because I fucked a few white guys, bro.
But it's white guys and just everything else.
What do you mean you're white because you get fucked up?
Okay, I don't understand. I think it's the range of my fucked up. Like, I'm like a 7 a.m. met a bitch in the bathroom, like, no, like, maybe we use it a little, like, that's the kind of shit I be on. So, okay. To our black audience, they like, bitch, you be on that white girl shit, which is kind of true.
Like, the, I like the literal Moroccan, white girl shit.
A little Miki Noto CV. Like,
the white girl shit. The white girl.
Got it.
Which is probably why I connected to you. When you told the Coke story at the coffee place, I was like,
oh, that one. I've heard a lot of fucking stories about that white girl. Like, plenty.
Wow, I get her.
Yeah.
So, why was I on that track?
Just the storytelling, her having a podcast.
Oh, yeah. So I would go to all these parties, right? And people would meet me and be like, oh my God, what do you do? When I would mention podcast, which I don't like to do because people think you're broke.
Yeah, it's embarrassing like, to say you have a podcast.
How many people fucking have a podcast? Like, bitch, everyone. That's all you do? So they'd be like, oh, like, call her daddy. And it was, sometimes it would hurt my feelings because we had been around so long and I had felt like done so much work touring fucking TV shows and shit. Right. And I was like, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, y'all came in and my whole office at the time. So we were corporate at one point before we left and I was an accountant. And it's funny because I kept my podcast very private because of the content.
Right.
But people in the office were listening to you guys. And so it actually made me like, oh, yeah, well, I talk about that shit too.
You were doing horrible decisions.
While I was an accountant at Ernst & Young.
We were corporate girls.
We were corporate girls.
Who wanted to show that we could fuck too, right? Because I felt like
girl,
at the time.
I was coming to the office with my outfit from the night before.
No, same. Yeah, cum stained.
Uh-huh.
Cum stained. Needed what you brought. But, no, like, any podcast that was out at the time was either white or they were, like, influencers or models. They weren't, like, normal girls.
Right.
And I remember you were, like, a secretary or something at the time. Yes. So, like, when you're relatable like that, it made sense. And that's why people, you know, get drawn to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, after I was reading everything, like, New York Post and all this shit, I was like, oh, I gotta read this shit. And, you know, it really was like a I Hate Sophia train for a long time. Not from saying for me, but for everyone when you're reading it and watching it.
Yeah. The entire world, yes.
I wanted to figure out
the Hate Sophia train.
I can't imagine how you felt. Uh-huh. But I looked up like what people thought were your favorite episodes or the best episodes, and they were so much you that I wanted to not like you, but I couldn't help it.
Really?
Dude, I went to jail the same way.
Wait, which one? I went to jail 3 times. So which time?
I was arrested 3 times, but the time where you were talking about Tanisha who helped you out, I was like, look,
do we need to give them some background?
Yes, because I don't
know. We do.
For the listeners, I don't know what y'all talking about.
Yeah.
So.
Well, no. So, like, I guess I say all that to say, like, it's funny when you can't even deny good content. And I think for a long time, people try to pit together the two podcasts because mm-hmm. they don't connect, which is why we always try to make sure we're extending our hand out to sex pods or people that are like us because we should all be cool, right? And I was like, damn, this bitch is kind of funny. Like, fuck.
Wait, you really, really think that?
Oh, I definitely thought that.
I was about to just, okay. And then, that makes me feel
sad. Actually, wait, you don't think you're funny?
No, I do, but I'm very...
Guys, can we interject real quick? Sophia came bearing gifts.
Oh, yes.
And I would like to let y'all know how funny this bitch is because Christmas is coming up.
The classy gift and a little fake Tiffany bag. No shade. You know, this, I will. Yo, Candy said okay, she's not drinking.
I said I wasn't drinking when I had COVID last month, bitch.
Well,
I'm drinking that. Bitch, we going to do the vivu.
Absolutely.
And but you
know, wait.
Actually, out of the two of us, I might need this.
You're going to need that.
I'm a cream pie bitch.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't need this, actually. Anyway, she brought us a Plan B. So you can have that.
One of you has the Plan B, one of you can take the champagne.
I'll keep the Plan B, actually.
Well, you said you love cream pies, so yeah.
Oh. No, this is my messy bitch part. So after listening to the drama and realizing the show was so good, I was like, damn, because, you know, when Mandy and I have been in our biggest fights, the one thing I think we love making money too much, I don't know if we could break up.
No, bitch, I thought that too. And like you,
right. And I'm gonna hold you, bitch. I saw them numbers. Y'all was making way more than us.
No,
we were.
The thing is, like, the podcast was rich. We were not.
understand.
Okay,
you understand. Know what I'm saying.
And we were indie. We still are. We own our IP. We just joined,
which is amazing.
Charlo and the Black Effect. And honestly, it was funny because the first thing that came out of his mouth when I was on the phone, I was like, "Yo, we've never signed over anything. Like, trust me, people have offered us money. We've never done it on purpose." He's like, "You're not gonna have a call her daddy situation. I promise you."
In terms of what? I mean, what do you mean by that? In terms of you guys getting in a fight?
In terms of IP merch,
all
being able to claim your own money,
the touring aspect of it. Like, we were very big, and I love kind of that we can have this podcast talk for anyone listening. Like, we were very business minded in terms of when we went into the deal with iHeart. We owned still as much as we needed to own, because this is what we built.
I think there's two differences, though. We started very organically. Mm-hmm. And I mean that to say, like, when you have a powerhouse that blows you up, right? It's like, I mean, if someone handed me that and was like, I'm going to give you this, I probably would have signed it too.
Yeah.
Right? And now at this point, when we had been offered things, we already had a standing, right? We'd already toured ourselves.
But which is what I saw too. They owned like the YouTube. We made sure we had our trademark, the logo, the picture. Which,
for anyone listening, like, that's how it needs to be.
Yeah.
I mean, with podcasting specifically, like, you need to own your shit.
So get your trademark if you have the money. Make sure that if you go into these networks that you get the bigger half as far as the percentages, and also just make sure everything's verifiable.
Yeah.
Like, make sure that if they're spending money,
you know. It's sparked a lot of conversations for people.
Absolutely.
In a good way.
In a really good way.
Okay, so here's my messy part.
Okay.
So I listened, I enjoyed a few episodes, and I was like, okay, fuck these bitches. And then I had to hear the solo episode. I had to know what it would be like.
Uh-huh.
I laughed so hard, Sophia.
Wait, you did?
Not your solo.
No!
I listened to the first episode.
Situation.
It was so.
Should I just fucking leave?
No.
Okay.
Last isn't like.
You mean
terrible?
You mean her solo episode?
Wait.
This is the problem. We're trying to stay away from saying the actual name.
We did that, right?
No, but people are going to be like, what do you mean the solo? Are we making sense?
No. I listened to the first episode without you. There we go. And I laughed so hard because I was like, this is so bad. And I felt I couldn't even listen. I was getting embarrassed to listen. And I was like, yo, like, can you imagine starting with something with someone that makes you famous?
Mm-hmm.
And then you think you're so good that you really got up here and was like, fuck that bitch. Oh, no, bitch.
Dude,
fuck you.
I mean, she's still good. And
she still will.
I love that, like, well, then we'll be on opposing sides. I think that she's getting a lot of guests now.
Yeah.
I think she just had, like, fucking Miley Cyrus.
But they're not good interviews at all.
She's still getting listens, so.
But this is the issue, too. The Kardashians will still get views, even no matter how many people will say that, or that we can know and acknowledge that they either steal things from Black culture, or that they are copycats in a lot of things, as far as, I would even say, clothing. The things they do as far as TV show episodes, right? Like, they've come from other places. This is verified shit. Like, we know that it's not necessarily original.
But no one cares.
They don't. Because when you're already famous, we're already kind of stuck. And sometimes we like watching a train crash.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the things that suck is, like, a lot of people are famous for nothing. And I think, sadly, that's what happened to your show is when you have someone that, you know, a new co-host should have been a thing.
By the way, guys, we are joined today by Sophia Franklin. Her podcast is Sophia with an F.
Yes.
And I want to get into kind of some of your host stories.
Okay.
I know, like, I know we had to get through that podcast talk, but I just know I just know that it's a separated thing. And I want I want our listeners as well, because you did, you reached out to us and was like, hey guys, let's collab.
We see you on the inclusivity, bitch.
So I do. I just don't want to spend too much time putting anyone down or comparing the two of you. I'm glad that you reached out, but also, like, just hearing that, I know we have some stories and I know y'all hoes is listening for the hotels, and we got some coming for ya.
Well, this is your first interview. Like,
right? It is. 100%.
Oh,
you guys are my first collab that I've done.
Oh! Here we go.
But you know what? I don't want it to sound like I will never talk about that shit and it's, you know, blah, blah, blah. It was a really fucked up situation. She did, you know, drag my name through the mud for, like, months and months and months. There was merchandise, you know.
Yeah.
Canceled. We won't say his name, which was my boyfriend at the time, but.
Not the boyfriend is gone. Bitch.
We don't know.
We don't know.
I felt really bad.
Yeah. It was
the merch was pretty bad. Imagine if I said cancel 24/7 or cancel Toy.
Like, oh yeah, that's, well, and that's then wild.
Team Wheezy. What have you guys had like a falling
out? So I'm not gonna lie. We've had to stop ourselves from that because we've had our ups and downs with business, friendship, relationships.
But it's different when you break up and then you have a Team Mandy shirt.
Yeah, but well, specifically though. That's why we've kind of moved away from that. I know even when we were talking about merch a while ago, we were like, we should do a Team Mandy, Team Wheezy. I think it's,
you can't.
It's bad.
You can't.
No. It's,
and I was like, no, we can't do that.
People always want to compare, and specifically because we're women.
Especially women.
They're not doing that
exactly.
With
dudes. They're not. You never see Andre 3000,
no.
Team Andre, Team Big Boy. You don't see it.
No.
It's definitely with women that they put it. And unfortunately, as women, there's always just this need to compare, contrast, and put people in a competition when one doesn't necessarily exist.
What happens so hard. You have a big conglomerate of women, you know, big female podcast, if not the biggest, and it's like that happens. It was hard to watch. And then when I heard you talking about mental health, it's funny because it made me think of Mandy, your first episode on your podcast. I saw it go number one before it even fucking came out, which is great.
Right.
Everyone wants to hear your story. When I listened to it, I was like, I don't know if that couldn't happen to us because we've known each other so long, but like, when you know someone's going through shit mentally and you still poke and poke and pick, that was hard for me to watch.
Yeah, really.
I was really sad listening.
Crying.
I was really sad listening to it.
Yeah.
Because we fight a lot,
but
like, I just can't imagine it's over and you're still like dragging me down that
way. Oh, yeah. Like, to me, the fact that you even had like 65,000 reviews before
yeah,
like,
had
your trailer.
Right.
And I was like, just one star, and it was like almost, it was an attack. And what's sad to me is the fact that people, again, they don't think of the mental health that this has on an individual.
Right. Especially when it's like,
things,
you already have the, like, what else can I do?
Right.
But I think that the reason it was so easy to do is because everybody was like, oh, well, this sucks without her. So it's like.
You think so?
I think so.
I hope so. So
before, you know, I have a really serious question to ask you.
Okay.
Would you rather spend 10 days in jail or 10 days in a closet with your ex? Sorry. I'm just like, fuck it. We're going to get
into you've been three times.
Fuck.
Do you know what made me ask this question?
What?
Because you talked so badly about your exes and then jail. I was like, oh, which is worse?
Fuck.
Because I'm going to jail.
I'm going to jail.
Over 10 days?
100% I'm going to jail.
You're going to jail before you...
Fuck, I was about to say something fucked up. I just did an episode.
I'm like, you were in the closet.
I just did an episode with my ex, and there was, like, some drama that ensued after the episode. It came out, like, 2 weeks ago. So I'm going to go ahead and say fucking jail. I'll go there for 20 days.
I'll go there for
20 days. Damn, you doubled it?
Also, I've been there before, so I know what to expect.
Yo, people really don't believe that you have to spread your shit and cough. No. I'm telling you.
Yes. They're like, you have to take your underwear
Mandy,
off.
Don't take this offensively.
I've never been to jail.
But the
I'm
fact
sorry.
That we've been to jail.
Okay, maybe it's white.
You haven't.
It's white people shit.
I feel like maybe we get.
Whatever.
Hey, this bitch.
Girl, no, I've never been to jail.
Every time.
I mean, I was in juvie because I ran away at 13.
That don't count.
That doesn't count.
They withdrew me from school, and I like was going to school for by the state for like 2 weeks.
Wait.
And then I went home.
What?
You are
this was in middle school.
I ran
away from home, and they found me in a boys and girls club.
Oh my God.
And so the cops took me to juvie. And when my mama came, I was like, I ain't going with you. Because so, I thought I was grown. So I ended up staying there for 2 weeks.
In the jail?
In the juvie. It was like a center. Like a
you
juvie
were there
center.
For 6 weeks?
2 weeks.
Wait,
two
did they
weeks.
Change your clothes?
No, I like, because I ran away, I had my little luggage with me, bitch.
Oh my fucking God.
Wait, they let you keep it?
Yeah.
So fucking
it was
real
like
jail.
It was a juvie center, like,
these
for,
runaway, kids.
For runaways. Yeah.
And what? How many days in were you like, oh my God, I want my mom?
Yeah,
no, I was there for 2 weeks, and I think it was just more so because I was a top student, and I was like, I was on the volleyball team, bitch. I had to try to get back on the volleyball team because they withdrew me from the school.
Were you a top student in the jail as well?
I was smart. Thank you very much.
Okay.
But anyways, so no, I've never been to jail, but I've been to juvie, hoe.
Okay, well, that's it.
Dude, that shit needs to be on a t-shirt. Never been in jail,
but I've been to juvie.
Damn, we just did our goddamn work.
Was it bitch or hoe?
It was hoe.
Okay.
Definitely hoe.
All right, the next one. Your soulmate. when you meet him, mm-hmm. if the misfortune had to happen, would you rather him have a tiny dick or a tiny bank account?
Oh my God, a tiny dick.
I was going to say the opposite.
I would rather him have a tiny, tiny micro penis is what I'm saying.
Than be broke?
150%.
I feel like if
a guy has a big ass bank account, his penis is like 10 inches longer.
Now that I'm making money off broke dick is so good, Sophia. I don't know. Maybe it's different for white men though.
It's maybe different for white men.
Because it's a purpose with black men.
I was about to say, you're used to micro penises because you've only been with white men, right? I'm sorry.
No, white boys
maybe,
have a big dick.
Maybe
too.
She has an experience. You remember the girds of
it was
dick.
So big.
You haven't had the real girth of dick.
Oh, so you don't know the word.
She doesn't know what it's for.
Okay.
No, this is my thing. Sex is very important to me.
But you still want a micro
penis. But, like, I just can't be attracted to a dude that's, like, fine with being broke. It's not necessarily that he needs to have a huge bank account. He needs to be ambitious in some type of way.
But micro penis.
Bottom line.
So well, you could be
probably used to it.
Seriously.
It's all I know.
She said, "Give me." She said, "Give me a clit. I'll be fine."
I'll be honest with you. If he's like handy with a big dick, that's enough. I'm making bread, yo. I don't give a fuck me. Please,
look. She's like, right,
I'm
but no.
going to eat well regardless.
No, trust me. I make bread as well, and like I take care of myself, and I've never had a dude take care of me. But I just
can't take care of someone else.
I think he can go down on me. He can put on a strap on. Like we can get crafty.
The
like,
man
we can
put on a strap. Oh shit! Shit! I'd hurt it all.
It's like a connector. You know when you're
there are connectors.
Like, yeah,
there are dick connectors. Have you had an extension? Dick on top of a smaller dick?
No, I haven't. Have you guys?
No.
I'm curious about that.
I deal with black men.
No, the smallest dick I ever saw was a black dude. I told you that guy I was in love with, that Haitian drug dealer, and it blew up like a little balloon. Because it was. I was shocked. I really thought. I knew it. It was too fine for it to be big.
I'm not going
to
say that.
Because God is a fair and just. He's just not going to make you fine, rich. I mean, drug dealer rich.
Shit. Yes. I got lucky then. My niggas be fine. You know, I be bragging. I be having some fine, big, dick, rich niggas, bruh.
That's why they have commitment issues.
Yeah, you can't say that. You know how many girls are going to slide into his fucking DMs now?
And that's fine. I just know we're all never going to have a man to ourselves, okay? We all just need to get over it.
No, I 100% agree with that.
Mandy, now that she's in love, I feel guilty to talk about how men are terrible.
You're so jaded, and like you feel bad bringing her down. But it's kind of true.
They are all bullshit.
All of them.
Okay, so one more question.
Okay,
orgasms for the rest of your life from fingers or a mouth only?
Mouth.
Okay.
Totally. Someone else's?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yes,
we're like doing okay. Mouth, yeah, 100%.
Okay,
what about you guys?
I like fingers. I love a good fingering, bitch.
Really?
I feel like he can reach up there,
and he can make me squirt with the fingers.
That's true.
Tongue ain't going up, you know.
I like mouth, but I feel like for the rest of my life, hands.
Y'all know I don't even like heads, so bitch, you can finger the fuck out.
You don't like head at all.
I be riding my niggas' fingers. Let me just sit right on the fingers. Yeah, I love
are
some
you just
fingers.
Bored?
I mean,
is his dick small?
No, his dick is nice, but I just maybe want to ride the fingers sometime.
I get it.
Just switch it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
We be getting creative.
Just
bitch.
Like fuck
you
it.
Guys
take the train today.
I did. That was being creative.
What were you gonna say?
You guys came in prepped for all these answers. I'm trying to answer on the fly.
You have to.
That's
hello.
Point,
duh, you're a guest.
I want to say fingers now.
No, I think because head is sexier.
No, this is the only question I'm changing my mind on. I would rather get fingered. You said this
when you think about it, when you go in,
yes.
See? Okay,
you can be outside. You can be inside. The tongue can't really go inside the way you need it
see
to.
What I mean?
Yes.
See?
I totally agree.
All right.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
So our vanilla shit this week, for
tell
those of you who have never
shit is,
heard,
she might not know.
Vanilla shit is our news segment of the week. I love this one because it's so
wild.
Wild.
Is this from Florida?
We're about to find out. Illinois.
Oh, okay.
Grandmother acts as a daughter's surrogate and gives birth to her granddaughter. This is the picture of mom and daughter with the daughter's baby in there. See what color they are, Sophia. So, a 51-year-old Illinois woman has given birth to her own granddaughter, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Julie Loving agreed that this year would be the gestational mother year for her daughter who could not carry a pregnancy herself.
Now I understand. Okay.
No, I don't. So I'm, what?
So the mom
was a surrogate.
So the mom was the surrogate for the daughter because the daughter could not carry herself.
My mom was an absolute rock star during this difficult delivery. The sacrifices she took to bring this little slice of heaven into our world takes my breath away. There's also photos of the baby, her baby daddy and her mom. And it's kind of wild. She says, holding my daughter in my arms is bursting my heart. The feeling of how I would absolutely need anything from this child is radiating through me. And it reflects back on what my mom did for me.
I want to know, was it a surrogation of the daughter's egg going into the mom? Or did the mom fuck the boyfriend?
So that's what I want to know.
That's where I'm like, it would be so much more interesting if she's like, boyfriend, you got to fuck my mom because I want a baby.
This is important.
But then it would have been interesting. Now I'm like, I understand.
So, I don't know. White people shit, that shit would absolutely go down.
You saved $10,000, you fucking right here. Who cares? Nobody's going to know.
I don't think they talk like that in Utah.
I don't know. No, but, you know, you fertilize the egg with the sperm and, like, you can put it in somebody. Like, that's what Dwayne Wade Gabby have done. Kim and Kanye have done it as well. I think, Camille Grammer and Kelsey Grammer done that. Real Housewives.
Who are they? Oh,
okay. I know who they are. I didn't know they did that, but.
Yeah, because she's, like, super skinny. And I was like, ain't no way she had her own kids.
I think Kay Michelle maybe did it. Oh, Candy from Real Housewives of Atlanta, she did it as well.
So, I feel like this is just a little too weird because it's like, why can't we get another kind of surrogate? Like, you ain't had no homegirl that could have did this.
But maybe because this is cheaper. Surrogates can cost up to like $30,000.
That's what I was thinking too, but I don't know.
Put me on care credit. I'm sorry.
I don't think I would want to watch my mom walking around with my baby.
It's fucking weird, dude.
Well, I don't know. What's more weird, your mom or a complete random?
Random. That's what I'm saying. Random is weirder.
It's a service, dude.
Your mom is providing you a service.
Are you going to trust your mom or like a random more?
I would trust my mom more.
Fucking have your boyfriends fuck your mom.
That's not what happens.
Dude,
can you imagine the way your man is
looking at your mom like, oh, it's my baby in there. It's like, hold up.
But if the baby, the man would only like be petting the stomach.
I just don't want him to be. There's a lot of oxytocin that comes out.
Right.
I don't know for me. And then, one day I feel like I'm going to be disciplining my kid. And then my mom says something. And I'm like, first of all, this ain't your.
Well. That's awful.
No, you're going to be competitive on how to raise the kid, right?
I know. 100%. Dude, imagine a black mom. They are always going to hold that against you.
Yeah. But you know what I did for you? You better. No.
No, I can't. No. Julie Loving might be okay. She may be like, hey, watch your mouth. Stop it. Wait, what do white people say? Time out? No.
They say time out.
They say
that's one.
They do
the full name.
Bitch, what happens at three? Like
they definitely do the full name.
Dude, have you ever been in a grocery store?
No.
When a white kid is acting up and they're counting it out, that's one. And you're like, how many does he get?
You know what's crazy? My mom is way more black than she is white, even though she's white. My mom would throw anything that was close to her. And then when she gets really mad, she'd be forgetting our names. Fuck saying the full name. She'll be like, Amanda Alex Shelby. She'll literally just say all of the kids' names because she's just so mad. She don't know which one of us she yelled at. So my mama would literally just go through all of our names.
My mom used a lot of phone cords and things.
Oh, yeah. Forks, remotes.
Isn't your mom Latina?
Yeah, my mom's Latina, so I didn't get the one or like
what
the
did you get?
Name.
What do Latina moms?
She would start screaming in Spanish.
Oh,
did you understand it?
She would say, what the fuck did she say? I swear to God, this must be just like an Argentine thing. It's like, yo voy a dar un bife, which is not even like Spanish.
Is that bitch?
No. I think it's like, I'm going to slap you type of thing. That's what it was.
I only thought, you know, as someone that's been living in Mexico, I know a little Spanish.
Oh, yeah. You've been living in Tulum?
Bitch, I know 10 words now.
Not 10. All right.
I love to tell people like that are, so now that a lot of black people are going to Tulum, I find myself being the mayor and I always want to help everybody.
Not the mayor.
So when I go to a store and I see black people there and they're confused, I'm like, oh, I got you. Excuse me, Cuanto Cuesta. I got you, girl. It's $20. I love TV. Yeah, but let me for like 3 minutes. Dude, I feel like I know everything now that I know 5 words. Anyway, our next segment. Our favorite name, it's the coolest name, Hoarder.
Hoarder.
It's our sex tip.
That is our sex tip.
Can I just say that Horrible Decisions is the most brilliant fucking name?
Thank you very much.
That is so good. Thank you very much. How did you guys come up with that?
I wanted to call it A Horrible Night.
Or we were literally at dinner. I owed her dinner because she didn't fuck a nigga that I thought she was going to fuck. So that was our bet and I lost. So I was like, all right, bitch, I'll take you to dinner. So I ended up paying for it while we were talking about like this. And I'm like, well, we need segments. So we literally sat at the table. She had Horrible and I was like, okay, just can't be that. I think she didn't want to do A Horrible Night or something.
A Horrible Night.
And I was like, Decisions. And so we did that. Damn. And then literally in a dinner, we came up with the name and the segment.
But I love a pun. Like, mm-hmm. Really, I just, it gets me hard.
Very clever. It's really, really good.
Thank you very much.
So Sophia with an F?
Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me?
It's a cute name.
Sophia with an F is like the least clever shit on planet Earth. That's my name.
I just like podcast names that if you Google it, you're the only thing that comes up.
Right.
Because with Horrible, when people type in H-O-R.
Yeah, no, they got it. That's like literally in our ads even for iHeart, we had to spell out Horrible. Like,
do you still do that?
W-H-O-R-E-I-B-L-E. Like, we have to spell it out.
So many companies that had, like, acted like they couldn't give us brand deals. I'm like, what was it, the Jim Henson? The Muppets gave us an ad, bitch.
Yeah, they did.
Come on.
They did.
So, Hoarder, that's right. It's our sex tip for the week. Okay. I'm going to give one, and I want you to think of one while I'm
if
doing
you can
this
think time. Of a sex tip.
Yeah. Or something that's a favorite. But, so when we watch porn, right, for those of you who are okay with swallowing or you don't want it to get in your hair or be on your face, when you're slurping cum out of a dick, the frenulum, okay, if you press on the frenulum, do you know where that is?
No.
Starts with an F. Wow. So the frenulum is right underneath the head. It's this little wrinkly skin. It looks like it's almost like tied like a balloon knot. If you could see it, I'm not sure, but it's right under the head. If you press there while you're slurping the cum out, it's like a heightened sensation. And they always give out that little like wimpy sound that I love, you know?
Is this a circumcised dick?
It could be either, because, you know, if it's uncircumcised, it'll
pop out. I want to look up this fucking frenulum, because I don't
You're going to
you.
Look yeah. up a
So,
do you know what she's talking about?
Yeah, it's a little vein.
Bitch, you just said podcast.
Yeah, I don't know. You just said it looked like a little balloon?
To me, it looks like it's
I thought only
like
the Buddha hole looked like a balloon. It looked like a little balloon knot.
I think it looks like a little...
The Buddha hole.
Okay, here.
You know the little balloon?
Oh, my God.
Here. Okay,
yes.
Oh, it's this...
The zoom in is...
Sorry,
this one has HPV on it.
Bro, that is disgusting.
I'm just trying to... Okay, now, here it is.
I know.
Can we see a brown one? Can we see a brown one?
They're not coming up. We're only 13% of the American population.
I don't know.
Okay.
I've never even seen one in real life.
Okay,
the white
one?
Oh, my God.
It looks like you twisted a back. What? I can't describe this.
No, I know what it is now. I thought you were talking about like near the head of the penis. You're not.
It's right under the head.
It's right under the head.
Okay.
So it's connected to the foreskin in the head. But when you press on that while you're sucking the cum out of it, oh my God, it's crazy.
Damn.
Another thing too, if you can try to remember, when the cum is coming out, right, if you change the sensation, men's orgasm lasts a lot shorter than ours. Ours could be like 17 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Theirs are like normally that feeling is actually just when it comes out. And then when they're still moaning, it's because they're coming down off the high. So you can try to keep it going more by swirling your tongue around while it's in your mouth, because then they're feeling the liquid of their cum move around and they're like, it changes the sensation instead of you sucking. So that's my slutty tip of the day. That's my hors d'oeuvre.
That's your hors d'oeuvre.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you going?
No. Not, we're going to give it to you, actually.
Okay. Fuck. I wish I would have came prepared. A sex tip. I haven't had sex in a fucking while.
Oh, my God.
It could be something you say in bed.
No,
texting,
no, no.
Texting, sexting.
You know what? This is something that I did realize, though, when I was living with a boyfriend is, this is going to sound like a very weird sex tip, is only fuck when you want to fuck.
Because oh, we just talked about this.
Did you?
Last week we talked about maintenance sex.
Oh, my God. Wait, that's what I was about to bring up.
Sure.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay,
that's so funny. Because,
so, y'all, yes, compare. I could try.
Yeah, because it was the type of thing where, like, girls just feel this fucking underlying pressure, like, gotta please my man, like, gotta get on the dick, like, every day. I want him to, like, go to his friends and say, Jesus Christ, my girlfriend's the best, whatever the fuck it is, you know? And I would make sure to have sex with him every single day or every other day, whatever. And I got to a point where I was like, you know what? I'm not in the fucking mood and we'll be fucking when I want to. And I swear to God, my sex became exponentially better.
Your sex, because you were fucking when you wanted to fuck, so you were more into it.
Because I was fucking when I fucking wanted to. And it wasn't this maintenance thing.
Did you find yourself turning him down? Or were you just initiating it when you wanted to?
Yeah. No, I was turning him down because he's going to try to do it fucking every single day or two times a day. And I'm like, no. So then but the sex just got so much better because, I mean.
You weren't lazy about it.
I wasn't lazy about it. It didn't feel like it was this thing we had to do.
It becomes a chore when you don't want to do
it. Right. And then how good is sex, you know, when it's been a minute and then you like fuck your guy?
How many times a week would you fuck?
I mean, it was still like a few times a week. But I'm making it sound like I was like a sex slave. This guy fucking had me chained up like 3 times a day. But I mean, yeah, that would be my sex tip.
That's actually not bad.
No, that makes sense.
Because I think the issue that a lot of people have when they write in, especially the guys, they're like, how do I get her into it? Or da 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 da. It's like, well, if you fucked her when she wanted to get fucked, but damn, how long you gotta wait?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What kind of things? Did you find that he was doing things, whether it be date nights or maybe you were ovulating? Like, what was it going on? Like, what made you more in the mood? Did you really just need a day or two between or what was it?
I just need a day or two in between. Like, my sex drive, I'm not in the mood every single day. I'm in the mood a few times a week. Mm. Honestly.
I'm in the mood every day.
We're
looking at you like, dude. Nah, bitch, I can get that thing every day.
I don't need dick every day, but I need to come every day. So I talk about this.
Wait,
I masturbate a lot.
Okay, so you masturbate.
But I used to, but now that I get dick so often, I don't have to masturbate
And you guys fuck every day.
And then that's the thing. My partner fucks me like 5 times every time we fuck.
Oh,
he goes
God.
5 rounds.
This is
like
she's lying.
No, she's so not.
He's really lying. He has a huge dick. He goes 5 times in a row. Have you seen a picture of this man?
I did, but I didn't see the motion.
Oh, but man, he is fine.
We gonna call it catfish.
Don't do that.
No. He might not be real. No. He told her that he takes beet juice to fuck
he
her.
He does.
Please. We know. Blue chew exists, bitch.
No, beet juice and sea moss.
You're telling me a 46-year-old man isn't taking something
to keep up with
he be
fucking me like 5 times.
I don't know. My ex was 17 years older than me.
17 years older.
And he could keep it going.
17 years older, and he can keep it going.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He would fuck me like 4 times in a row.
In a row, bro. And I'd be like, damn, it's still hard, nigga.
Yeah.
Shit. And I know he came because it's either on my face, in my mouth, on me. Like we like to make a mess, is what we say. So like I know he came, and I'm like, again.
See, like, my ex used to like to come and look at it on me, which I do too because I'm nasty.
Yeah,
we fucked like 4 times, and he would keep coming, like look at it on me,
that's
and be
hot,
and then be able to like keep fucking me.
And he would just keep coming on the existing cum that was on you.
Yeah, well, he picked a new spot. It was fun. It was kind of like, where are we gonna go next? It's like vacationing. You know when you put a pin in each country?
Yeah,
I want to go to Thailand. It was like Thailand titty.
I'm dead. Where's the weirdest place a guy has ever come on you?
In the dressing room of a Macy's.
Wait,
I'm
at your body.
I'm talking about. I was definitely talking about your body. She's like, where? Oh, a dressing room. Bitch, on your body.
That was still better than I thought. Because when she said it on the, I was like,
I don't think there's been a place that has not been come.
Did you work at the Macy's?
No, it was fucked up, and we like used like one of the T-shirts to wipe it up. It was really bad.
How old are you?
It was fucking bad, dude. This was some.
This
last
year.
This is some Utah shit.
Right before COVID happened.
This is when I was living with my parents, so we like needed to find a place to fuck thing.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Understood.
But I don't think there's a place on my body that hasn't had cum on it before.
Your nose? No, definitely.
Definitely
nose.
No, yeah. Maybe not in the nose.
Your toes?
Ooh, yes, I'm sure.
You're
someone's
sure?
Come on your feet?
All of the guys I hook up with, it's the pull-out game, right? Yes.
Okay.
So,
well,
like,
do you want the plan B back?
They're not.
Right. Do you want because the pull out game doesn't really work. It's not very effective.
I've never had a guy do the come in my own hand thing. Maybe when I was younger.
Oh yeah, no. But I don't know if anyone's ever come on my feet though. But also, has there been plays? I did have someone come on the back of my knee once on accident. He wanted to come on my ass, but he backed up too much. And it was like, I was like, is that on my, he's like, it's kind of the thigh. I was like, no, it's my knee. This is weird. He was white. But it could have been a chosen place. It's a crevice. People like crevices.
They do like crevices.
That's true.
So wait, with the feet, was it a request or it just ended up there?
I think it just ended up there, but I'm thinking about all of my past sexual experiences. I did date a guy that had a foot thing. I swear to God, he asked if he could, like, come, like, in between my toes.
Really?
Now that I'm thinking about it, yes.
And you said?
I was like, absolutely. But I wasn't into the foot thing. Have you guys ever had a guy request that shit?
I mean, I'm not now into feet, yeah. So.
Oh my God, you're now into it?
What?
Give some backstory. Hold on.
No, you're not into the feet.
Sip your water. Mandy, who takes shit too far every time, few feet pics, and because we're in the comments like, God damn. So she's like getting us ready for this, right?
I don't know.
Every other episode, she's like, I'm about to make an OnlyFans for my feet. I'm about to make an OnlyFans for my feet, right? And she's like, I'm a business owner. I'm going to get the whole page together. And in Mandy's style, hires a photographer.
Shut the fuck up.
Show her the video.
Okay.
No, I need the video.
Wait, this is for an OnlyFans?
Yeah, but yes. I couldn't keep up with
it. So we interview the guy, the photographer, okay? And I can't stop with the fucking jokes.
This is the best
story. Because I feel like if someone comes out to me on the train and they're like, yo, you got a nice ass, like it's rude, but like, thank you. But if someone says like, I have nice feet, I feel like they want to kill me. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
And yeah, he was like, yo, you really wildin', like, so I can't want to fuck your feet? And then he's like, you be hiding your toes in your pants.
Look, what? There's music and everything.
Oh God, man.
Oh my.
Look.
I have never seen anything like this in my entire
life. This is the crazy shit.
I put the little toe rings on and shit.
I am so fucking excited about this.
You know what I mean? Look.
Holy shit.
Wait, describe what you're looking at for the audience.
Okay, Mandy is laying on her stomach, and she is, like, flexing and then not flexing her toes. Oh, my God, now the feet are rubbing together. She has toe rings on. Oh, my God, and then she put them together like a little hug. Oh, my God. Dude, that's fucking... Dude,
when the video came up, it wasn't laughing out of... You know when you're laughing because you're in shock?
You were laughing.
Because it was so funny.
You were
funny.
Laughing at me, not with me, but it's okay.
No, it wasn't at you because it was well done.
But it's well done. Right? I could see some guys paying like crazy money for that.
It's like a four-foot music video.
Yeah, I made like $900.
Did it ever get over?
You did?
Did it ever,
on OnlyFans, yeah.
Your what? Face? Did you ever put your
no,
face?
No. The only time I put my face was when I was like, y'all gonna get these Instagram pictures that I post. So I posted a few of my Instagram pictures.
But wait, you were gonna do like a jerk-off foot video, right?
I was gonna get there. Eventually.
And was your guy going to do it?
No, well, that's what I'm saying.
He's like, well, nothing else to do with these kids that we don't want.
He didn't want to do it. He would have done it.
We just, I just got to the point where I was just like.
These foot videos are too much work.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. That shit is a lie.
Was
it? Oh, my God. Yeah, they like the
dude, his episode was so crazy. The way, like, when I was like, well, what is it about the feet? He was like, I don't know, yo.
It's
fire, yo.
He was so excited
about it. And then, like, I think our engineer at the time pulled up a picture of me with no polish on. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He was like, that's it. I was like, dude. But it was not, like a type
but,
of foot.
But it's crazy, like, through this podcast, and I wonder since you, like, you have a podcast as well, right? Where you talk about all your stories. Were there things that when you first started the show you weren't into that because you just started talking so much about things, it almost, like, became normalized? Because feet did that for me. I used to hate feet. Then I started just liking feet.
You started
feet
to get kinkier?
Oh, now, like, I put my man's toe, like, in my mouth. Like,
right.
Oh, and he puts my toes in his mouth.
I'm like, happy you guys are eating each other's feet.
It's a nibble. We're not eating them. We're not carnivores. Cannibals.
See,
wait, we are carnivores. Cannibals is the word. Sorry.
We're not.
That's right.
We're not cannibals. Yes.
Carnivores, we do. I do eat meat. Right? All right. Anyway.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Guys.
That doobie school didn't do you well.
I think that... So I'm only 7 episodes into my new show.
Right.
And I do talk about sex, but it's not the entire time. I think that it's going to start getting, like, raunchier and I'm going to ramp it up.
What's your show about?
I mean, I've Well, first I had to talk about the fucking shit that happened to me the two episodes. And then I started talking about just like my life stories. Oh, I've been bringing on all of my closest friends and family. And, you know, my best friend, Fabi, we talked about how we did a foursome and we've done threesomes. And her and I did a foursome with my ex-boyfriend.
I cannot picture you eating pussy.
I've done it a lot.
Rude.
Wait, I read, because I came a little tiny bit prepared, but not really. I read a Vice article It said what? You guys are both bisexual. Do you feel like that's accurate?
Yeah, I'm definitely the gayer one now that time has gone on.
I mean, she's definitely gayer, but I fuck my friends. She be in relationships with bitches. That's the only difference.
I'm a Pisces. Let me say that.
Whatever that means. Star the moon shit.
You know, whatever, she's pregnant now, she's moving on with her life. But no, I mean, I fell really in love with a girl that, like, I dated early 20s, and, like, we kind of came back around. I called her Scissors because we always scissored. Uh-huh. We weren't really into straps. But, like, I fall in love with, I don't want to say pansexual because I feel like that's too blanket, but, mm-hmm. like, I really fall in love with the femininity of women. I think that, like, it's not for me, like, I don't really like butch girls. Like, I want girls who look like girls, and probably because, like, I like dating men for the masculinity in them. Mm. But, I mean, I definitely love eating pussy. Like, I thought for a while, like, it was kind of fake because I liked threesomes so much.
Right.
And I was like, no, I like vagina. When you can eat it alone is when you know you're gay.
So that episode particularly, if I want to hear about you eating pussy, we go to that episode.
Yes, guys. Okay. Episode
you talked about how you ate her, but she was next to you.
Yeah.
I've eaten a lot of... What was it? Venus?
Can you not just be on here naming the pussies you ate?
We talked about... She said I gave great head on the show.
Oh, my God.
I just wanted to beep, beep. No, I definitely love doing it, but also... It's interesting because Mandy slept with friends, and I'm always like, I feel like I couldn't do it. And Venus was the first one.
Sleep with your friends.
So when it happened, did it feel sexualized? Like, did you feel attracted to her after, or was it just the moment?
It was just the moment. It was, but we've had a lot of fucking moments together, me and her specifically. Right. So,
and it doesn't change your relationship, right?
No,
we have a lot of people also who write in who don't know how to go about a threesome and always question if they should do it with a friend or a stranger.
Dude, people, that's the number one question.
I get that question all the time too. So I watched her fuck my boyfriend, and she is my best friend, like childhood best friend. I'm not gonna lie, like that shit was cool for a minute.
And literally then, 1 minute?
And then you're the whole time it was happening, it was fine. And then me and the ex would like be having kinky sex, and he'd be like, oh yeah, like remember fucking, and he would say my friend's name, and then I was like, okay, we done now.
I don't think I can handle that. Like, you know, I just was at the fucking club with this bitch.
Yeah. Like, why are you bringing her up? Oh yeah, that would bother me.
Yeah. Right?
That would bother me.
He took it where it didn't need to go. I think it can work, but I mean, if I were gonna give advice, like just try to do it with a random, for sure.
Okay.
I agree. I think that, but only because the weight of it after you could deal with. But see, other people enjoy friends because they feel safer in that regard.
Right.
It's almost like, you know, a friend won't fuck your man, but that's not true. We've seen Jerry for a year.
You cannot trust your friends. I just want to kill that through it.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. All right. Now
see, I have PTSD. For you. So,
dude, I appreciate you coming on and being transparent about that situation, because I expected you or your team to email us and be like,
But you can't bring that up.
And I didn't know that you didn't know it was the first interview. But like I said, I mean, I've definitely become a fan of yours from listening, because I really enjoyed the stories. And I think that it reminded me so much of Mandy and I. We weren't so guest-based until towards, you know, the latter part. But we used to tell so many wild stories. My pee in the treehouse, like every drug story I ever had.
Your pee?
It was an Ambien.
We could talk about it also on my episode, too.
We'll do that.
We don't.
But yeah, there's guys, so many, like, silly
stories. If y'all love this episode, just know you can go and check us out on Sophia with an
Ambien. Are we going to do the same week? What are we going to do?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
The same week.
I don't know.
They're going to need more.
They will. Because we're about to talk about, like, some crazy-ass shit. On the two bullet points I wrote down.
There's some more crazy shit. Let's get into the home mail, because this one's
Oh my God, you guys have so many segments.
And girl, we honestly skipped a whole segment too, but it's because we're...
The horrible decisions was that, though.
Okay, yeah, that works.
So this one...
Oh, it's on your fucking shirt.
Oh yeah, girl.
I just realized.
we have merch that just dropped.
I love that.
Shameless plug.
Whorehive.com. Check it out.
There's one that's called All the Way In There. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find this one. It was called Keep It In The Family. Here we go.
Oh, that sounds like some Utah shit right there.
Mormon shit?
100%.
Hey, queens. Love your show. Love you both so much. I suck at telling stories, so this is too long. Tell me to cut off. Bitch, you fucking wrote the shit. How are we going to tell you to cut it off now? So before Corona started, I was out at the bar and a fine-ass security guard caught my eye. Apparently, I caught his too because you know them titties
security
were out.
Guards be fine.
Why do people love...
I love a security guard,
bitch. Because they make you feel safe and they got guns and shit.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Or sticks. Anyways, we exchange numbers and we talk, and eventually he comes over to eat the fuck out of my pussy. I was crying like Wheezy in the first episodes. Okay. This goes on for a few months. He took me to the sex shop. We got some toys, but other than that, we never went out together. He just came over to eat my pussy and fuck, and I was totally okay with that. Well, my dumb ass starts fucking my ex, so I put the old dude on the back burner. Okay. Done with my ex for good now. Fast forward to a month ago, and on the gram, drunk as fuck, one night, giving the people a blunt rolling lesson, a guy that's been following me for years that I have mutual friends with DMs me laughing about it, and we end up chatting. Exchange numbers. A week later, he comes over. Things are chill. We smoke and talk. Fast forward now. We fucked a few times. Before we hung out the first time, I looked through his older post and I noticed he had a happy birthday post to his dad. His dad also happens to be the security guard that devours my pussy. Neither the son nor dad knows because his dad stays hitting me up about how much he misses me. Not gonna lie, I missed that tongue. But I found out from the son that the dad has a fiance. Anyways, I've been watching more DP porn lately and it really gets me off. But I've never wanted to do it myself, and now I'm more open. How do I bring up the father-son duo?
No fucking way.
That I'm fucking to see if they're down. First, I have to let them know that I fucked them both, and I hope it goes over well. But do you have any suggestions? Is this even legal? Thank you so much.
So real quick, I just want to say that this was one of my fantasies early on in the show, was to fuck a father and son.
Was it?
I don't get this shit.
You don't?
I get the DP shit. I don't get the father.
Me neither. I ain't gonna hold you. The fact that my nigga 17 years older than me and niggas be having kids at 17, I can see it.
Okay. Like, who's the father-son celebrity duo we would all fuck?
Oh, fuck.
What's Jason Momoa's? No, he's not.
I don't know.
What? Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks and Chet. You know, maybe that'll work for you because you like black guys.
He is not even close. I do have a father-son duo, but I'm not going to say it because I actually talk to the son now. I know the son. We need to know. I'm not going
to
say it.
We need to know.
I can't say it now. Okay, so see, there's one we could consider.
I thought that was it.
No.
Because everybody, he's always at the influencer parties.
No, not Christian.
Okay, wait.
But Christian and Diddy could do it, you know?
How old is Jason Momoa's kid?
Gotta be a teenager. I'm sorry. I just want to fuck. When I say celebrity, I want to fuck.
That's my go-to.
I got one.
Oh, he's my number one.
Wait, Lisa Bonet.
Is Jaden Smith 18 yet?
Yeah.
So him and Will.
Ooh, and he's a little weird.
Him and Will.
He would do some weird ass shit. I get that.
I would do Jaden and Will.
I would too.
How old is Willow?
Wait, why are you adding the daughter?
Willow and Will Smith.
No.
Okay, why does that feel really wrong? We said DP.
Yeah, DP.
Okay, but why is father son okay? Yeah, actually, I don't know. No.
Like father-daughter
is weird. This is all weird.
Hold on.
Okay, what about mom and daughter?
No.
That's just all
Lisa Bonet and Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah, I was about to say them for sure.
How old? No, wait.
Wait, what do you...
Hot father son celebrity duo. Let me see.
I can't think of anyone's son.
Will and Jaden. Like,
told
literally,
you, yeah, them too.
Ben and Jerry Stiller. What the fuck? Not the ice cream. Ben Stiller?
No. Ben Stiller and Jerry Stiller.
Why is he hot?
I don't know who wrote this shit, but this is a Robert Downey Jr. Ooh, Clint Eastwood. He's old, but
these are all a bunch of white people. That's why I'm going with Will and Jaden.
Don and Kiefer.
That was a good one.
See, Will and Jaden.
There was. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know who wrote this. Business Insider. They're not fucking over there. Okay, so what's the advice we give this girl?
The advice that I would give to her, tell them both. see how they respond to it. Maybe this is something that has happened to them before. And if it's happened to them before, then introduce maybe everyone joining in together.
I feel like I need to know the age. Like, if the son is too young, I feel like it would be, let's say he's 20 or 21, the dad's 40. Like, I feel like it's got to be a larger gap. I don't know.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, like, she needs to let them know and see how they fucking react. And then you can bring up the DP.
But wait, the dad is engaged now. So maybe if you want a DP situation, maybe you should just consider going, like, doing one with the son and someone else.
Well, the dad obviously doesn't give a fuck.
Clearly, because the dad was cheating, I guess.
Do guys fuck in front of their sons? Like, is that like a thing?
I'm sure they do.
I feel like, I mean, shit, I know Boosie do. Boosie be getting his own son.
But Boosie's kid. Weird. Like,
more men think that Boosie was okay with what he did with his kids.
So context, Sophia, and listeners.
Yeah, I don't know.
Lil Boosie the rapper, some of us know him from Wipe Me Down.
I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E. Oh, shit. But Boosie was in that.
I could be wrong. So anyway,
hold on. Let me look that up.
He is, like, really known for, like, pushing weird homosexuality shit, especially when Dwayne Wade's kid came out as trans. And, like, he's just really weird. And he over-sexualizes shit all the time. And we found out that he's
featuring Lil Boosie and Lil Fat.
Right. So we found out that he basically had his son's dick sucked by a girl he was fucking.
Like, grown
at, like,
women.
12 or 13.
Okay.
And, like, would talk all this stuff about how he was, like, pushing, you know, women on his head at a young age.
Heterosexuality.
Which, obviously, we know wouldn't be okay for a little girl. So it's, like, super strict. He just hypersexualizes kids. It's really
weird. I just feel like fathers and sons have more of an open relationship with talking about sex.
But mom and daughters wouldn't do that.
No, because I talked to my mom about a ton of shit.
No, I mean fucking together.
So, okay, but you're saying so he would literally, like, set up his son to get his dick sucked by another girl when his son was, like, 12, 13.
Yeah.
That's
sick. It's sicko shit.
That's it. I don't like that.
Sicko shit. No, but I think so for this.
But this is okay because it's my fantasy.
I mean, I know. Do you have advice for our listener? Because I don't know. We're all kind of just like, bitch, she fucked both of them already.
She already fucked both of them. It's not really her decision. Like, she needs to fuck an outcome.
Like, you think she should ask.
Yes.
She's trying to jump into the DP question, and I'm trying to tell her, sweetie, slow down for 2 seconds. Let them know that you fucked both of them.
Facts.
See how they react and then bring it up.
So she also said it's illegal. They're not fucking each other, so I think it's legal.
Yeah. I mean, the heads of both of their penises might hit each other when they're DPing her.
Well, I don't think there's anything illegal about
inbred shit. Yes,
like incest, but incest, like, that's when you have kids, though. Like, you can't go to jail.
I don't even think incest is illegal.
It's not illegal. It's just weird. But it's not illegal.
Hold on. Everybody says I'm good for researching something, and I damn sure am.
Didn't Giuliani marry his cousin?
That's a lot of celebrities married, like, people that were related to them in some way.
American ones?
Yes. They were white.
Let's see. Sexual relations between family members who are not spouses, formerly known as incest, what the fuck is it now, is illegal across the U.S. because of the harm it could cause family relationships. Incest often can be charged as a violation of child abuse, child molestation.
If it's a child, yes. But two consenting adults, if they cousins, bitch, they can't go to jail.
This is father and son. This isn't like, cousins.
But you're not a child for your whole life. You become an adult.
This is crazy. I cannot.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
What do you think?
You ain't
would
somebody
you fuck somebody
child.
With your dad?
Benson, you win.
Look. He pulled out the cross.
He pulled out the cross.
He's clutching his pearls.
He pulled out the cross. That's funny.
It looks like this shit is illegal.
No.
It's no.
Oh, look. Okay, there's a world map. It's green over here. But for the United States, it says there's a prison sentence regarding incest between consenting adults. So there's some states in the middle. Nevada's one. I guess maybe in Vegas you can get it in.
But Vegas, they allow prostitution. They need to get their whole lives together. They conflicting over there.
So, girl, let them take you to Vegas. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway.
Well, before we get out of here, Sophia, please let everyone know where they can listen to you and what they can expect more from you.
Yes. So, my podcast is Sophia with an F. You can access it anywhere you listen to podcasts. It comes out every Thursday. I talk about I talk about ho shit. I really talk about everything, but yes, there's like an emphasis on sex and all the gross shit I've done. Let's not call it gross.
Yeah.
That's not empowering.
You know what I mean?
All the amazing, ass shit I've done. And that's pretty much it.
I love it. It's a fun show. Thank you. I've only heard two episodes so far, but I loved them. I thought you did a great job.
Thank you so much. It's new.
And guys, it's exactly, I'm sure, what we thought. Everything that we tell y'all black people do, it's all white people shit. So I'm sure that y'all will get to hear some stories that, you know, some white people shit.
Yeah, like I smoked crack. That's on one of the episodes. That's not a joke. So go tune in and listen.
And where can they find you on social media?
It's Sophia with an F, S-O-F-I-A.
Damn, you really did not get creative at all.
No, at all. Franklin with a Y, F-R-A-N-K-L-Y-N.
And we'll have all of those in the description of this episode. Sophia, thank you for joining us. Thank you for reaching out.
And if you want more Sophia... But I was going to say, and if you want more of us,
right,
we'll be on Sophia's show. We're excited to do that too.
Yes.
It was going to be a hood ass episode.
We bring the hood over there. But yeah, guys, also, if y'all are all caught up, I know we're getting into the holidays. A lot of y'all may be taking road trips since you don't want to get on a plane. A lot of you guys are home, so maybe you're listening to us while you wash the dishes now. But however you listen to us, we have more content for you over on Patreon. So join us for as little as $5 a month. There are 3 bonus episodes every month, plus other bonus content, but also an archive of over 80 episodes that we've already recorded that are waiting for you there. So join us at patreon.com/horrible decisions. You do have to type that in because it's 18 plus. Also, merch.
Whorehive.com.
I need one of these fucking t-shirts.
We'll send you one. We'll definitely send you
one. It's super cute.
We have masks. We have sweatshirts. We have boy shorts. We have dad hats. We have finally, horrible decisions merch. So that's at
Whorehive. Put the panties on and screenshot those for us. Like,
yes.
We want
yes.
the panties.
We want to see that ass.
And the horrible decisions, it really goes lovely on the left to the right cheek.
Yeah, it really does.
For Mandy's, it probably stretches out.
I ain't going to hold you for that photo shoot, bitch. They only had a medium. I said, so I don't know how panties are supposed to fit, but I'm pretty sure I needed a large. I'm just saying.
I think at this point, our video shoot has come out. So
yeah, y'all will
we
see.
We had a promo shoot where 4 dancers were twerking with the horrible decisions shorts on. And I was like, oh, wow. And they were like, would you like to take a picture of them? I'm like, not after this.
Yeah, no, they were beautiful.
That's fucking amazing.
It really was.
Shout out to Alex. And again, if y'all want to listen to more bonus content, you can first go over to Sophia with an F and listen to us over there. But also, again, on Patreon,
we're going to
leave you guys
story?
With a 5-minute clip. What happened?
She said she smoked crack.
I think I talk about smoking crack on episode 2.
Okay. Boom, y'all get it early.
I was like, I need to get these fucking downloads after what happened to me. I gotta fucking throw it out.
Sophia's off color daddy and on crack. Yeah.
All right, well, guys, we're leaving y'all with a 5-minute bonus clip. Check it out. And once again, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Baby, wait, let me explain before you start to point your game.
Girl, I'm about to have a fit. Oh, it's about to be some shit. How did I get in this? Never came home with this bitch. You low down dirty.
Low down dirty. Woman, like the way you come.
But baby, wait my ass. Hit the street, your ass is grass.
No, it's going to be like that.
Okay.
So Medina is going to say... some sort of sentence, and we're going to lead into this kind of as well. I do want to give kudos to Jaden XD, who do Nigga Peace Theater. They do it by chapters. So they created a Nigga Peace Theater, and what it is, it's a book, but each of them write a chapter back and forth, and they don't know what's going to happen with the characters, but
that
they read
so
these chapters
dope.
Every week. Yes. So hopefully we can just get some poetry going to where we don't know where we're going, but we go somewhere.
And hopefully y'all like it.
So Medina, do you want to start?
I'll start. Let's set the scene first.
Let's do a poetry. Let's do a place. Think of a place. Where are we at?
Bitch, I had something in my mind. I was ready to
Let's just freestyle it then. Well, next time we need to pick a scene and what's going on.
Next time we'll pick a scene and what's going on.
Let's freestyle it.
Okay.
I love you. You don't love me. And I'm like, see, this how you end up on Murder Mysteries. I'm like, baby, please, I need that. I want that. Don't you like that ass clap?
Baby, I told you what this was from the beginning. I don't know why you want to do more. But there's the door. Because I ain't doing this. Can you not laugh while I'm trying to be the nigga, bro? Y'all, this is why we got to work on it. Can you not laugh while I be the nigga? Hold on. All right. I gave you what you wanted. I licked that pussy. I stuck it in your booty hole. But now, I'm going to show you that dough. Because we done. We done.
But didn't you have fun? I waited in front of the microwave for them honey buns. They was turning, they was twirling. I'm swirling and you don't even want to put... I forgot, hey man, that was a good run.
We're gonna get to where we're not laughing. Maybe we can't record this live.
Yeah,
we gotta do it to where we can have May edit the shit up.
This could really be funny,
bro,
though.
You can't start chuckling while I'm trying to be the nigga, bro.
Sorry.
Cause I was about to sit here and give it to you like a nigga.
Oh, this about to be a whole
You was in your feelings. Oh, we gotta do it. We gotta do it. Y'all let us know what you think too. And you know what? Maybe we'll let the patrons give us the scene and what's going
on.
That would be great. So we gotta come up with a name for it. But basically what we'll do is we'll give you guys like anywhere from 2 to 4 minutes. Of a poem that takes us in all different directions.
All
so
different.
maybe we could do, you know, a nigga wanting his girl to get an abortion.
Ooh.
Or maybe we can do.
So we definitely have to have side chick chronicles.
We definitely have to do a woman to woman about a nigga where one of us don't even want the nigga and you coming to me about the nigga.
Yeah.
I think another one we should do.
I know you inside, and I know that's my man. Bitch, do you got a plan, B?
Oh, okay, calm down. How you already starting? I mean, I think we should also do Devil Dick. You drove me crazy with the dick you gave me.
And now and I got a baby.
All right, okay. See? All right. You see how you make it go so far? Y'all, let me tell you how we did this on Instagram Live, and it started off real sexy, and then Medina went, and then there was an itch, and I was burning. I was like, this started off really good, and now you made me get an STD.
When we did our little outline, our person, place, and thing, we got it. And no laugh.
Let's do person, place, and thing. No, bro, you can't laugh, because
hey,
I really,
we won't
you
laugh.
Put your voice on, I was putting my nigga voice on, got you feel it. Me though?